我们仍先有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的恩典和怜悯不住地扶持我们。
Because it's your grace and mercy that continues to sustain us.
你从前一次把我们拯救过来，就一直把我们永远地放在你里面。
In the past, how you have saved us once for all, you have placed us eternally in yourself.
主，我们回到救恩里面的时候，我们没有办法不伏下来向你敬拜。
Lord, when we reflect on our salvation, we must bow and worship before you.
因为在你所买赎人的身上，你不仅是在他们里头，你也叫我们也在你里面。
Because in those whom you have redeemed, not only are you in us, but you also placed us in yourself.
主，但愿你用作你自己拥有的丰富的话语，仍旧吸引我们的心更多的来靠近你。
Lord, may you continue to use the riches and abundance of your word to draw us to closer be to you.
主，我们虽然停止了好几次的聚会。
Lord, even though we have postponed our meeting for several times.
晚上我们在这里再恢复过来的时候，我们仍然是仰望你的恩典的扶持和供应。
This evening, as we continue on, we look into your grace and mercy to provide for us and sustain us.
让我们更多的认识你的自己，我们就更好的来跟随你，直到你的心意成就在我们的身上。
So when we come to know you, even all the more, your will can be accomplished upon us.
也让你得着我们，好叫你在地上所要做的工，可以给带到结局的里面去。
And may you gain us so all the work that you are to do on earth can bring into completion.
就是你的身体长成，满有你的身量。
That is your body will grow and mature to your full stature.
我们感谢你。
And we thank thee.
带领我们去进入你的话。
That lead us into your word.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
虽然是停了几个礼拜。
Even though we have stopped for a few weeks.
但是主的话常在我们的心思里。
But the word of the Lord often is in our heart.
而不住地提醒我们。
And it continues.
神在我们身上所要做的。
And it continues to remind us all of God's work upon us.
我们感谢主，过去一段时间神领我们。
We thank the Lord.
一同交通过了从第一卷到第三卷。
In time past, the Lord has led us through the book of Psalm from volume 1 to volume 3.
那从第一卷到第三卷，弟兄姊妹们应该很清楚，大家能记得。
Now from books 1 to 3 in the Psalms, we clearly remember.
第一卷一开始就说出一个非常明确的那一个主的话。
From book 1, it clearly tells us of the word of the Lord.
主是说明了什么人在神面前是蒙纪念的。
And the Lord tells us clearly who are those who are remembered in his presence.
什么人在神的面前是给神追讨的。
And who are those who are chastened after by him.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
主把那个那很明确的那一个那条路那个目的和那一个结果都很清楚在第一卷的里边给我们说过。
The Lord clearly tells us of the way, the purpose, and the result of those individuals, and He clearly tells us in all of Book 1.
尤其是在第一篇的里边，就很简单、很准确、很清楚的把那个界限活出来。
Especially in Psalm 1, it tells us very simply, very clearly, very accurately how to live out that way before God.
那么我们如果接连的看下来的时候，
Now, as we continue on throughout,
我们很容易就看到这三卷书都有它每一卷的那一个信息的重点。
We're able to see through these first three books of the Psalms, there is an emphasis in each of the particular books.
那第一段就是说你要做个义人。
The first book is that you must be one who is righteous.
那但是你怎么做义人呢？
Now how is it then you're one who is righteous?
那里又给我们也看有一些个带领。
There it will guide us along that path.
那当我们跟着神的话来进到那个实际的操练的时候，
Now when we enter into the practical exercise of the word of God,
我们就碰到第二卷里面的那个问题了。
Then we come to the issue in book 2.
那第二天的问题是什么呢？
What is,
那个中心点是什么呢？
What is the central message of book two then?
第二次的中心点就是我们按照主的话来跟随主的时候，我们怎么能进到神自己的那个恩典的丰富里。
Book 2 is when we follow the Lord according to His own word, how do we enter into the abundance of His riches?
我们特别感谢主的。
Especially we thank the Lord.
主把那一个，我们不说，不能说它是标准，但是都是我们大多数，几乎可以说是每一个神的儿女在神面前追求的时候都要走过的路。
Now we cannot necessarily say that is the standard, but that is basically all along the same path each child of God as we follow the Lord we must trot on.
当然我们可以看到这一条路是领着我们一步一步的往高处走。
Of course we're able to see this path is leading us step by step higher.
但是一开始的时候绝对不可能这样。
But at the very beginning that is impossible to be the case.
而不是我们不想这样。
It is not that we're not willing to be that way.
我们很盼望能这样，并且今天信主，明天我们就爬到天上。
We hope to be that way. We believe in the Lord today and tomorrow we're high in heaven.
那是我们最喜欢的。
That is what we delight the most.
但是没有这样的事。
But there's no such thing.
那所以在第二卷的里面就很清楚地给我们看到属灵生命的成长的那一个过程。
Therefore, in book two, it tells us of the process of the growth of life.
那简单的说来。
Simply put,
我们起初的时候认识主。
When we initially know the Lord,
知道主的是一点点,
and we know somewhat about the matters of the Lord,
我们很喜乐,
and we're very joyful,
也很平安,
and very peaceful,
因为我们从来没有尝过这样的平静安稳,
because we have never tasted such sweetness in our peace and rest.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
这种平静安稳维持不了太久。
We cannot sustain in this security and strength for a long period of time.
就好像慢慢淡下去了。
It seems like gradually it will dim.
它没有失去。
It's not lost.
它还是在我们里面。
It is
有引导，有带领。
It is still within us to guide us and to lead us.
但是对我们来说，我们在感觉上好像主跟我们中间好像没有起初那么紧密了。
But as far as we are concerned, the feeling is, it seems as if we're not as closely intimate with the Lord as at the beginning.
但是问题出在哪里呢？
Then where is the issue?
我们在第二卷里面，特别是透过大卫的经历，来神向我们说明了一件事。
In book 2, especially through the experiences of David, God tells us clearly through this matter.
他给我们知道。
God tells us.
我们知道神悦纳义人，神不能悦纳恶人。
Now we know that God accepts the righteous and not the wicked.
那问题就出在这里。
Then here's the issue.
你要成为义人，你根据什么？
If we are to be one who is righteous, what is that basis?
谁承认你是义人？
Who acknowledge you are righteous?
人都承认你是义人，那应该你就是义人。
If man acknowledges that I'm righteous, then I ought to be one who is righteous.
但是不是。
But no.
当你回到那个属灵的实际里的时候，
When we return to that spiritual reality,
我们很清楚地知道，
Very clearly we know.
如果神不以为我们是义人，我们做什么也不能把我们推到义人的这个地位。
If God does not deem us righteous, no matter what we do, we cannot be pushed through the threshold of being righteous.
大卫起初是走过很长一段这样的路。
This is a long path with David traversed.
当然他是比较特别的一个人，他的经历特别的多而丰富。
Now, of course, he is a unique individual, so his experiences are very vast and very rich.
我们没有大卫那样多的经历。
We do not have the abundance of the experience of David.
但是我们走过的路程跟大卫走过的路程在原则上完全是一样。
But in principle, the path which we go on is the same as that of David's.
那个特点在哪里呢？
Where is that uniqueness of that principle?
那个特点你很清楚看到，我们以自己为义，乃是因为我们真的是有心思要跟随主。
we deem ourselves as righteous in our own self-righteousness, it is because we do have a desire to follow the Lord.
当然这个是你说没有一点事实有，但是不能是一个完全的事实。
If you say there is no fact in that desire, there is some truth in there.
这因为是没有把它接触到那个完全的那个内容、目的和道路。
But it is not the complete truth because we have not touched upon the substance, the content, the purpose, and the way of that.
我们很容易就落到一个陷阱里。
Very easily then we'll fall into a snare.
这个陷阱是什么呢？
Now, what is this trap then?
我们以为在神的面前能被神称为义，乃是根据我这一个人在神面前听神的话。
We feel that we can be deemed as righteous in God's presence because I am obedient to God's command.
如果光是从文字上面来看呢，这个话也没有太大的错误。
If we look at on the surface of the word, to think that way is not a great error.
因为事实是这样。
Because that is also a fact.
但是属灵的事情不能只看表面。
But with spiritual matters, we cannot remain on the surface only.
属灵的事情是给我们看到我们整个的路程是从外面走到里面。
For a spiritual path shows us that we go from outward into inward.
我们先从外面来认识主和主所要做的事。
It is from outward that we come to know the Lord and all His work.
所以我们起初的时候，我们着眼点是在我在主面前我做了什么。
Therefore, at the very offset, our focus is always upon myself, how I am before the Lord, what I have done.
我在神面前所做的一切，主纪念我，所以主就显出他的恩惠来回饶我。
It is because of all that I done that God remembers me, so He has surrounded me with His grace.
就产生一个观念了。
And this is the concept we have then.
认定我所以蒙福。
We would acknowledge the fact that I'm blessed because
我所以在难处里面得拯救。
That I'm able to be delivered from difficulty.
我所以在困扰的那个光景的底下可以脱离一切的那个威胁。
That in all my troubles, I'm able to deliver from all the dangers.
甚至是活命的指望。
Or even to have a hope to live.
都是因为我
It is
在神面前做了什么事。
It is all centered upon me because of what I have done before God.
神欣赏我所做的。
And God admires my work.
所以就把各样的恩典来围绕我。
Therefore, He surrounds me with all His grace.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是我们才信主不久的时候，我们多多少少会有这样的一种心思，明显的或是隐藏的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is quite often the mindset we have, especially when we first believe in the Lord, whether it is very evident or hiddenly.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们读到诗篇第二卷的时候。
When we read book two of the Psalms.
你就看见神用着他自己的手所做的工来把人慢慢慢慢慢慢的带引导脱离那一种体会而进入更深一层的知道我们在神面前蒙恩的根据在哪里。
We're able to see by the work of God's own hand how He gradually works upon us and works upon us to turn us from having that concept to fully, deeply understand where the foundation of our grace lies.
所以眼睛就从我做了多少转移到神的恩典有多大。
Therefore, we shift the focus for how much I have done into the focus of how great that His grace is.
神的怜悯有多宽。
And how vast His mercy is.
我们在神面前蒙纪念。
The fact that we'll remember before God.
不然是因为我们去寻找他。
Yes, we seek after Him.
但是如果不是神自己在那里把他的荣耀的丰富和他的无限的恩典向我们显明的话，我们一无所得。
But if it was not for His glory, His riches, His infinite grace that draws us, no matter how we seek, we would find nothing.
不管我们信主多少的日子。
No matter how long we believe in the Lord.
你起初是怎么样，到那个时候还是怎么样，原因在哪里。
How we were and how we will be, we are the same. Where is the reason for that?
我们常常碰到很多信主的人，他们一说，哎呀，已经几十年的 信主的日子了，但是实际的光景和一个初心的人差不了太多。
Many a times we might bump into brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for decades, yet we see the condition as a new believer, similar to a new believer, is not much different.
问题出在哪里呢？
Where's the issue? But because of that,
问题就是出在没有看到，没有领会，没有去经历到我所蒙一切的恩典的基础。不是我做了多少事，而是是因着神自己的定义是这样做，并且神自己也照神所要做的先做好，就给了我们。
The reason for that is because we did not see or recognize, understand that the foundation is not because of all that we have done, but is solely because it is God's will to do so, how His grace, and He has already completed it and then bestowed it upon us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当主领我们走进第二卷的学习的时候，
When the Lord leads us into this exercise in book 2,
他没有让我们还停就停在哪里。
He does not allow for us to merely remain there.
他仍然领我们往前走。
He continues to lead us on.
走到第三卷。
Until book 3.
那我们从第三卷里头，虽然好像没有很明显的看到那跟第二卷有多少的区别。
Now in book 3, perhaps we do not clearly see what is the difference in the text of book 3 compared to book 2.
但是如果我们细心的留意的时候，你发觉有区别的。
If we pay attention carefully, we discover there is a difference.
区别是在哪里呢？
Where is the difference?
第二卷里面所说到各种各样是以个人为经历。
In book 2, when it tells us the various experiences, is focused on the individual.
但是等到进到第三卷的时候，
When we reach book 3,
弟兄姊妹，你开始就看到了。
Then gradually, brothers and sisters, we see.
那些每一个蒙恩的人，当然以大卫来做标准。
Of course, when God leads us, those who are saved by grace, using David as the example, the standard,
说明了一件事。
Tells us of one thing.
你在神的面前承受恩典到一定的领会的时候，
As we receive grace in God's presence to a certain point,
你一定不会常常活在个人里。
You will often not live as an individual unit.
你不会以为说我个人在神面前有成绩就好了。
You would not feel as long as I'm doing well, that is fine.
不是这样。
It is not the case.
主是领着那些跟随他的人需要习到往更高处来走。
God will lead those who belong to Him onto higher ground.
那我说更高处，那而不是一个抽象的说话。
Now when I say a higher ground, that is not abstract at all.
因为神要是把他对我们的拯救挽回那一个事实、过程和目的的时候，我们一定能明白的。
When God leads us through that redemption, that restoration, into the purpose, into the process, we will clearly know what that is all about.
简单的来说，就是说，谁是把我们带回他的永远的旨意里。
Simply put, God is leading us back to His original purpose.
但是要成就神的旨意，神成就神永远的旨意，神说，你们每一个人都有条件，但是你们每一个人都没有资格来完成那一个定规。
Even though God tells us each one of us have the requirement to fulfill that eternal purpose, but we are not qualified by ourselves to complete that.
那这样我们怎么走？
Then, if that's the case, how do we go on?
我走得最好还是在神旨意的成就的路的外面。
Even if I do better, I am still outside of the way of the accomplishment of the eternal will of God. But we thank the Lord.
在卷三的里头，你慢慢的看到，主就把个人带进集体。
In book 3, God brings us from an individual into a corporate body.
不再是停留在个人的身上。
No longer do we remain only on our individual self.
而是从个人的身上扩展到那相同在主路上走的 人的连接里。
But it is from the individual we are brought to higher ground on the way to those who are on the same way and to be united with those individuals.
我相信当时在律法上活的人不太领会这一点。
I believe those who are living under the law in those days may not have a full grasp of this point.
但是他们依着认识神要借着他们来显明国度这一点。
But they know this point that God wants to manifest the kingdom through them.
他们会有一个很清楚的认定，我们在神面前所蒙的恩典不是我个人的，是我们整个以色列的。
But they will have a deep understanding the grace which I have received is not only for me individually, but for the entire nation of Israel.
所以这个国度的这一个领会是把他们从个人带进集体。
Therefore, this understanding of the kingdom will lead them from being an individual into a corporate body.
当然他们绝对不可能像我们在新约里面的人对神那永远的旨意的领会那么宽广和那么深刻。
Of course, they would not have the means to understand a corporate body as vast, as deeply as for us in the New Testament.
当然他们在那个时候没有看见什么叫做基督的身体。
Of course, during their time, they did not see what it means to be the body of Christ.
他们也不知道基督的丰富是完完全全没有保留的在基督的身体里。
And they do not realize the fact that the fullness of Christ without any reservation is placed into the body of Christ.
他们那时候是不可能会领会这个事情。
It is impossible for them to understand.
因为神没有对他们说这样的话。
This point at their time because God did not speak in this way to them.
但是神却在那里用着这个原则来领着他们。
But it is under the same principle which God leads them.
什么原则呢？
What is that principle?
肢体的配搭。
It is the principle of working jointly together.
仍然是以主为主。
It is still to acknowledge the Lord as Lord.
原则上完全是相对。
It is still
相同的。
It is relatively the same.
但是就是那一个目的和神所要做出的那个结果有点距离。
But the purpose and the result of God's work, there is some difference.
礼拜五弟兄姊妹们刚读过那个撒母耳记上说到大卫他们从非利士人那边出来的时候所碰到的那个事情。
On Friday night, the brethren has just finished 1 Samuel and they shared upon David and the matters he encountered when he left the Philistines.
他们按照神的恩典去把他们所有给被掳的财物和人物都救回来的时候。
When by the grace of God, they took back all of the captive and all of the spoil from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹会很清楚记得了。
Brothers and sisters clearly recall.
他们一共有600人。
They had 600.
400人出去征战。
400 went out to battle.
200人留在后面看守营池。
And 200 was left behind to keep watch on the luggage.
我是说得很客气。
Now, I said it very nicely.
那这200人其实是疲乏的不能还再有动作了。
But the fact was these 200 were so weary that they cannot move on.
所以他们就留下来看守那个后房。
So they were left behind to keep watch over the luggage.
那弟兄姊妹刚读过不久，应该非常新鲜。
Brothers and sisters just read this, so we're very fresh in our minds.
你看他们经过了这件事情，大卫就带出一个安排。
So after this event, David brought forth this statute.
出去征战有多要分配多可以分配那个胜利品多少？那个在后方看守。也同样的同份的来接受那些战利品。
The statute was that they shall share alike those who went out to battle and those who remain behind to keep watch, their portion shall be the same.
我不是说他们怎么分配。
I'm not saying how they divided the spoil.
我说他们这样做的时候是带出了那个肢体配搭的 原则很明显。
But the point I'm bringing forth is that it is very clearly the point of working jointly together.
因为按照实际来说，
because practically speaking,
你后方如果没有稳固的话，
if you are not secure in keeping watch,
你在前方打仗的人也不会厉害到什么一个地步，敌人抵挡不了。
If you are not faithfully keeping watch from behind, then no matter how good you are fighting in the front, you would not do as well.
啊，你在圣经里边也看过好好些个这些的历史的例子。
And the scriptures, we see very much of these examples.
神带领以色列人去进攻迦南的时候，好些地方是，他们用一些人把那个城里的人都引出来了，你们领出来了，另外的一部分的以色列人进来了，一进来就把那个城占过来，并且也放火来焚烧了。那些人在前面看，回头一看，自己家里都着火了，还打什么战？
We can see the similar strategy that's being used. For example, when God led the Israelites into Canaan, there was a group that went to battle and feigned to retreat, and so the enemy came to chase after them, and another group went to the city and captured it and set it on fire. Then the ones chastening looked behind and saw that their homes were on fire. They did not want to fight anymore. We thank the Lord.
在旧约时候没有新约的那个带领那么清楚。
Even though in the Old Testament the guidance is not as clear,
但是神在旧约里头对他的百姓的那一个引导和管理，还是和新约的那个原则上没有差别，只是分量上面的差别。
Yet the guidance and government of God to the people in the New Testament and Old Testament is the same, even though the weight may be different, but the principle is the same.
所以从在第三卷的里边，你就看看，他们个人的经历是从个人进到以色列的整体。
Therefore, we can see in book 3 of the Psalms, it is from an individual into the corporate body of Israel.
他们在神面前的祷告不再是为了我个人。
Their prayer before God is not no longer for me individually.
他们就把他们的内容包括了整个的以色列。
But the substance of their prayer includes the entire nation of Israel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当以色列人是这样上来的时候，
That is when Israel continues to move forward in this way.
他们对神的认识就增加了很多。
Their understanding of God increased.
对神和人的中间的那个关系也领会的比较深刻一点。
They also have a deeper understanding between the relationship of God and His people.
因此你从第三卷的里头就看到，在第一卷里边大卫所有的那个个人的经历就成了三卷里边的以色列人大部分人的经历。
Therefore, we're able to see then the experiences of David in book 1 becomes in general the experiences of many corporately in book 3.
什么经历呢？
What is that experience?
我要住在耶和华的殿中。
That is, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话我们听来很平常。
Brothers and sisters, we say these words are so common to us.
我要住在耶和华的殿中。
That I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
你凭什么住在耶和华的殿中？
But by what are we able to dwell in the house of the Lord?
我们稍微知道旧约的律法的，我们都知道。
If we're somewhat familiar with the law in the Old Testament, we will know.
能进入殿中的人绝对不多。
It is not many who can enter into the house of the Lord.
按照律法上的吩咐，每年只能有一个人可以进到圣殿里。
According to the law, each year only one individual can enter into the holy temple.
那就是大祭司。
And that is the high priest.
其他的人，
As for the others,
不能进到会幕里。
They cannot enter into the sanctuary.
服侍主的祭司和利未人。
For those who serve the Lord, the priests and the Levites.
祭司还能在那里管理一下，如果他们在旷野的话，他管理一下那个帐幕的那个收拾和重建。
Now, if they were in the wilderness, the priest could take care of the tabernacle in breaking it down and setting it up.
而利未人就在那个时候就做着各样事务上的安排。
And the Levites will make the arrangements for the various matters.
但是你进了会幕，绝对没有条件。
But you are not qualified to enter into the sanctuary.
连你在外面摸一摸帐幕啊，你都为自己招来一个好大的难处。
Even if we were to touch the outside of the tabernacle, we may bring woe upon ourselves.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在旧约领着以色列人慢慢慢慢的在旷野往前走，走到迦南的时候。
As God continues to lead Israel forward in the wilderness until they entered into Canaan.
神也一步一步的把他们从个别人带到神所拣选的集体里。
God continues to lead them from individuals into God's choice of a corporate body.
啊，最宝贝的是。
What's precious is.
第一次给我们碰到人要住在圣殿里。那是大卫个人的事。
Now, the first instance we encounter that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord is individually upon David.
别人都不敢想。
No other would dare even think
that. 但是到了第三卷的时候。
But in book three.
你就看到了纯洁的心思，我要住到神的帐幕里。
Those who have such a thought that I desire to live in the tabernacle of God.
啊，我要住到神的殿里。
I would live in the tent in the house of God.
啊，就好多事出来了。
Now this appears many times.
啊，一个地方我们还没有读到。
There's one place we have yet to read.
到了第四章的时候我们会读到。
In book four, we'll read into this section.
第四卷的时候我会读到。
In book four, we'll come to this.
那一个是不仅是人在那里献物进到圣殿里。
There are no longer only men who will long to enter into the temple.
连麻雀也盼望能住到圣殿里。
But even the sparrow longs to have a place there.
而不单是住到圣殿里，并且好像，如果我没看错的话，还进到祭坛里。
If it's correct, not only do they dwell in the temple, but also even on the altar.
这是在旧约的时候是根本不可能发生的事情。
This is something that is utterly impossible in the Old Testament.
但是当他们在属灵的那一个情形往上去的时候。
But as they are spiritually on the ascent.
虽然事实上他们做不到。
Even though practically they are not able to do so.
但是他们心里头却有这样的爱慕。
Yet in their heart there is such a longing.
因此我们就特别注意到，不仅是进到集体里，并且开始碰到敬拜赞美神的声音。
Therefore, not only do we see from an individual to a corporate body, but we begin to see the praises of thanksgiving to God.
在第一卷里面，你看到在神面前，神啊拯救我，神啊扶持我。
In book one, we're able to see the cry to God as to deliver me, to save me, O God.
到了第三章的时候。
In book three, we see
你们要赞美神。
That you must praise God.
你们要称颂神。
You must praise him.
因为他是我的盾牌。
Now, because he is my shield.
他是我的磐石。
And he is my rock.
啊，他是我的拯救。
And he is my deliverer.
他是我的救赎主。
And he is my redeemer.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
尤其是我们最然后看到八十九篇的时候
，especially when we reach the book Psalm 89, the last Psalm，
神在那里亲自对他们说一些话
，God Himself spoke these words to them。
其中，我们上次末了的交通的时候，我们也特别提过了。
The last time when we share, we especially mentioned this。
神在那里印证一件事。
God confirms this matter there.
我上大卫所说的话，我一定去完成。
And I shall surely complete the words which I spoke unto David.
在大卫和他的后裔的身上。
That upon David and his seed.
我绝对不会向大卫撒谎。
And I shall not lie unto David, my servant.
我说的我一定做成。
And I shall not break my covenant.
那这是我们读到第三卷的时候，你看到，虽然以色列人在那个时候没有人可以有条件进到圣殿里。
And even though in the Old Testament we see there's no one qualified to enter into the Holy Temple.
但是他们这个心思呢？
But such a longing, this heart.
神接受了。
God accepts it.
虽然在具体的事上，神不能，神说时间还没有到。你们不还不能这样做。
But even though practically the time is not yet full, that they're not able to do so in reality.
但是你们这个心思，我接受了。
But this heart, this desire of yours, I have accepted.
有点像什么？
What is that similar to?
有点像大卫要为神建圣殿，神说我不能用你建圣殿，因为你征战流血很多。
Just similar to David's desire to build a tabernacle, a house for God, and yet God cannot use David because he shed much blood.
儿子所罗门来做这个。
But he will use his son Solomon to build the house.
我们知道这些事情，我们就知道神是悦纳了人的心思，但是神要把人这一个心思有一点的增加或是减少。
When we're familiar with these matters, then we know that God accepts our heart. And yet, in reality, perhaps it might increase or decrease somewhat.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以读到第卷三的时候，我们就留意到整个神儿女、神的百姓的属灵的那个光景，是一层一层一层的往上去。
Therefore, when we reach book 3, we're able to see the people of God in their spiritual condition is ascending higher and higher and higher.
但是问题又来了。
But again, the issue comes.
什么问题呢？
What issue is that?
你们可以有这样的心思。
Yes, you may have such a desire.
但是神接不接受你们的心思呢？
But would your thought, your desire be acceptable unto God?
但是我们提第卷三就已经看到神会接纳他们的心思。
When we mention about book 3, we mention that God is willing to accept their desire.
但是有什么把握？
But where's their assurance?
根据什么？
What is their confidence based on?
以色列人可以有那个心思，但是他们一点把握都没有的。
And Israel...Lights can have this desire, but where is their assurance?
啊，我很喜欢到神那里去。
I delight to go to where God is.
神说，我现在不能接受你。
God says, I cannot accept you now.
那你这个心思也是没有作用呢。
Then it seems like such a desire is useless.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
诗篇进到第四卷。
When we reach book 4 of the Psalms,
就回答了这些问题。
These questions are answered.
非常非常宝贝地回答这些问题。
And it is answered in a very, very precious way.
以色列人心里想象，十分的想问，我要与人与神同住，我要住在神的殿中。
In the heart of Israel, they have such a longing, such a desire to dwell with God and to dwell in the house of God.
那神接受不接受人的这样的一个爱慕呢？
Now, will God accept such a desire, a longing from man?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第四卷的里边，神就把这一个心思，不仅是口头上说，并且是很具体的说出。可以，并且你们这样这样这样做。
In book 4, not only does God verbally answer them, but practically also tells them, this is what you're to do, this and this and that.
但是问题在哪里呢？
Where is the issue?
问题就在第四卷的头一篇，就是九十篇，一开头所发表的那些话语。
The issue is even at the very beginning of book 4, Psalm 90, at the beginning verses.
那这九十篇是第四卷的开始。
Psalm 90 is the first Psalm of book 4.
弟兄姊妹，一开头你就看到是说神人摩西的祷告祈祷。
We're able to see the title of this Psalm at the beginning. It says a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这个是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
但是摩西这个祷告所占的地位是什么呢？
Yet where does the place of this prayer of Moses?
不是一个普通的以色列人。
It is not just upon...
也不是一个一般性的那个侍奉神的人。
Israel in general, one who served the Lord.
而是他 和神中间的那个属灵的关系已经到了一个完全连接的光景里。
But the spiritual condition of this man with God is in already a complete union.
所以就说的这一个诗篇里面那个祷告是摩西。
So its title, a prayer of Moses.
但是祷告里头的心思是神。
But the prayer, the content, the desire that is mentioned in the prayer is God.
那当我们注意到这件事的时候，这一点的时候，
so when we pay attention to this point,
你读九十篇，你的感觉就不一样了。
Then our sentiment will be different when we read this psalm again.
你如果没有留意到神人摩西的祈祷，
if we do not take note of the title that a prayer of Moses, the man of God,
我们顶多就是说，摩西是属灵到一个很高的程度，他上神祷告。
Then we would merely think, well, this is the spiritual condition of Moses is so high, and this is his prayer to God.
但是不是
？No.
这里神人摩西的祷告是说出摩西与神中间那个关系已经到了一个完全联合的关系。
The fact that it describes Moses in this way, the man of God, really tells us the union between Moses and God is to such a close, intimate relationship. When we understand it in this way, then when we read again,
你就看出味道来了。
Then it's much more flavorful.
什么味道？
What is that flavor?
我简单的说，
I simply put,
从创世纪到启示录。
Now from Genesis to Revelation.
简单不简单？
Is that very simple?
好简单。
Very simple.
但是你实际去接触到那个事实的时候，你就注意到了。
When we take,
不是太容易的走完的路。
We take note carefully in the detail, then we'll discover this is not a very easy path to traverse.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为神有应许说，你们一定能给带到这个地步。
For God have promised, surely you will be brought to this point.
那但是呢？
But
神是不住的用恩典来围绕你们。
It is God who continues to surround us with His grace.
神是用无限的怜悯来扶持你们。
And He supports us with His infinite mercy.
但是你们却不是只是做一个承受恩典的人。
But you are not to be one who merely are receivers of grace.
你们也有一份承受恩典的人的义务。
There is a duty that you ought to have as a receiver of grace.
哎呀，提到这一点，我真的是盼望我们弟兄姊妹们每一个人都很快就脱离这样的一种心思。
When I mention this point, then how I long that each of us quickly will depart from this condition.
我不是说弟兄姊妹，现在你是在这个光景里。
Now I'm not stating, brothers and sisters, that you are in this condition.
连我自己都不敢说我自己是这样。
Even I dare not say I myself in this condition.
但是我们总有一。我又回到起初的时候。
But when we go back to the beginning,
我们有一个感觉，有一个体会。
We have this feeling, this thought, this understanding.
神的恩典好大。
The grace of God is so great.
神拯救我，脱离了罪和死。
He has saved me to deliver me from sin and death.
这个是更大了。
And that is even greater.
但是还有一个更大的。
But even one that's more grand.
事实说那个一点都不是更大。
We can't say that it's actually greater.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
神是一个乐意赐恩的神。
That God is a one who pleases to bless us.
你有什么需要难处困扰不平安，你到神面前去。
Whatever difficulty, hardship, trouble, unrest you have, just come before God.
他必带你走过来。
He will surely bring you through.
你不能说这个不对。
We cannot say that's wrong.
但是问题，那个实际是这样。
But the reality is this.
你必须要先问，神既然是如此为我预备拯救，为什么允许我经过那许许多多的困扰？
Well, if God is pleased to deliver me from these hardships, why is it in the first place He will bring me through all these hardships?
就好像第一卷到第三卷的那些经历。
That's just like all the experiences from book 1 to book 3.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚才我说，
I mentioned earlier,
神用作检视 来回答了一二三的问题。
And God uses book four to answer all the questionings we may have from books one, two, and three.
人可以在那里渴慕与神同住。
Man may long to dwell with God.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在新约里我们都已经预先尝受了这一份。
In the New Testament, we already have a foretaste of this.
但是在旧约的日子里面呢
？Yet in the days of the Old Testament,
他们没有这个光，也没有这一份体会。
They did not have this light or this understanding yet.
但是神亲自说话
，But God Himself
来直接对着他们心里头。所背的那个重担。
But God Himself spoke directly these words to answer the burden which they bear in their heart.
什么话？
What are these words?
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄怎么听头一句就把你打出来了。
Now even the first sentence will subdue us.
摩西这个祷告是什么？
This is the prayer of Moses.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
神啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
那你头一件事情你看见的。
The first thing we see,
神心里面有一个意思。
That in God's heart, he has this thought.
他要与人同住。
He desires to dwell with man.
并且同住到永永远远。
And his desire is to dwell with us eternally.
那不仅是说到一二三的时候是人渴慕与神同住。
Not only does it say in books 1, 2, and 3 that man desires to dwell with God,
而第四句一开头就说出神说我也喜欢与你们同住。
But in book 4, the very first word God speaks is that I desire to dwell with you forever.
世世代代是与你们与你们同住。
And I desire to be your dwelling place in all generations.
哎呀，这个世世代代的实在没有办法想象。
Now we just cannot imagine it, what it means in all generations.
那你说世世代代是多少？
So what does it mean in all generations?
没人说得出来。
No one can infinitely count.
只要你的说得出你是这个世代的人，谁说我也在哪里？
As long as you say I'm this generation or that generation, God is there.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以一开始就用这点简单的话来说，不仅是你们渴慕与我同住，我也是一样渴慕的与你们同住。
So even in the first sentence, it is very simply put, not only do you long to dwell with me, but I long to dwell with you forever.
而我的家成为你们的居所。
That my habitation is your dwelling place.
你们也成了我的居所。
And you have become my habitation.
所以说这是我长久长久以来存在我心里的那个心思。
And this is what God says, this has long been hidden in my heart.
但是这个长这个世世代代
But this all generations
是包括多少？
So how vast is this period of time in all generations?
如果我是在世世代代以外呢？
What if I'm outside of this period of all generations?
我还不会在神这一个乐意与我同居的应许里。
Would I still be in this promise that God desires pleased to dwell with me?
弟兄姊妹，我们实在觉得。
Now, brothers and sisters.
神的灵领着摩西来祷告的时候。
We truly feel when the Spirit of God leads Moses to pray in this way.
没有一点裂缝给我们在那里发觉，这里有点疑问。
There's no gap, no crack at all that there's some doubt in this statement.
神根本就没有把任何有疑问的事情摆在哪里，你们去想吧。
There is no sense, no trace of doubt at all that God places in this simple statement that think about this.
你来留意。
Pay attention.
神怎么来说到他的有世世代代做我做人的居所的那一个确据
What is that confirmation, that surety that God simply says He has been our dwelling place in all generations?
接下去就说
He continues on
诸山未曾生出地与世界你未曾造成从亘古到永远你是神
Before the mountains were brought forth or ever thou wast formed the earth and the world even from everlasting to everlasting thou art God
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，神一说说到那个世世代代的时候，就把人带回了创世纪去了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when God says in all generations, He brings man back to Genesis.
不仅是带到创世纪去，并且也带到比创世纪比创世纪更宽大的那个时间观念去了。
Not only does he bring us back to Genesis, the beginning, but even further back, even before the book of Genesis.
其实我根本就不可能用时间这一个观念来说这件事。
In fact, I cannot even describe this matter with the concept we have of time.
如果你要用时间来说这件事情，那你就有困扰了。
If we were to understand this in our concept of understanding of time, we're troubled.
神的话也有困扰了。
It's difficult with the word of God.
问题出在哪里呢？
Where's the issue?
什么叫做永远？
What does it mean in eternity?
时间观念的一点点的沾上。
If we have any trace, understanding, concept of time,
那个也不是永远。
That is not eternity.
永远是什么？
What is everlasting or eternity?
摸不到它的起头。
We have no sense of the beginning.
往以后去的时候，你也达不到它的尽头。
And if we continue to move forward, we will never reach the end.
我们中文圣经在这里翻这一句话翻得不太好。
In the Chinese translation, this translation is not very good.
那一句话是说，从亘古到永远。
In the Chinese is saying that from everlasting to everlasting, you are God from the past.
永远是没有时间观念的限制。
Now, in the everlasting eternity, there's no sense of time, there's no limitation.
亘古呢?
What about the ancient past?
那在我们的感觉里就是它比永远还要永远。
Then in our sense, perhaps then the ancient past is evenlonger than eternity.
没有永远的时候就已有了亘古。
Even before eternity, there is the ancient past.
这个是矛盾，根本不能成立的这个事。
There is some conflict there. It cannot coexist.
亘古还是带着时间观念。
Because when you say something that is very, very long ago, ancient past,
就是没有开始，没有尽头。
There is still a sense of time there.
一直存在那里。
But eternity is just there forever.
神没有给我们说。
And how it is there, how it exists, we don't know.
但是他就说出他是最早的。
But it just merely tells us he is the beginning.
不仅他是最早的。
Not only is he's the very beginning.
并且万有都是因着他所做的而存留的。
But all things exist or exist is because of him.
那所以你就看到了头两句话就把创世纪开头的第一章的事情摆了出来。
We can see these first two verses tells us in the book of Genesis.
但是不仅是把创世纪第一篇的话摆了出来。
Not only then in these two verses it tells us Genesis chapter 1.
是把创世纪没有很清楚肯定的一个事实也摆出来。
But even in the facts that we do not see in Genesis chapter 1, it is known here.
什么是?
What is that?
你是神。
That thou art God.
从永远到永远，你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. 如果
你读英文圣经的时候，你一定看到那个是 from eternity to eternity.
In the English translation, you see clearly from eternity to eternity.
是从永远到永远。
Eternity to eternity.
就是最早最早的。那一个因素。
That is even from the very, very beginning.
那你说那最早最早是怎么找法?
So you say, well, it's from the very beginning. How long ago, very beginning was that?
神没有给我们说再多这一个。
God did not need to expound on this.
将来我们见主的时候，我们一定很清楚了解到过去的奥秘。
Now, when we see the Lord face to face, we will clearly know the mysteries of the past.
但是这里摩西就在那里，借着这样的一些一些个发表来肯定一件事，你是神。
But very simply put, Moses here expresses the fact that thou art God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你说到的你是神。
When we say thou art God,
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你是神。
Because you are God.
第一件事就说出他是一切的创造者。
The first fact is that he is the creator of all things.
第二件事情。
The second matter is,
他是管理着他所创造的一切有规律的运行在他所安排的那个位置上。
He is also the one who governs all of his creation so that there is law and order in how it consists.
还有一件更重要的事情。
And even more importantly,
他要在他所造的万物的里边把人选造出来要把人带到一个地步又与他有完全的联合。
It is in all of his creation, he has chosen man and will bring man to a condition where we are completely in union with him.
这是神在过去所做的事情。
This is what God has done in the past.
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
他是全能者。
He is the almighty.
他是智慧者。
He is the wise.
整个万有都是根据他而存留。
All are created and consist because of him.
所以摩西就非常简单的在那说，你是神。
So Moses simply says, you are God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很关键的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is key.
刚才我说，神是毫无保留的把他自己的一切都做赏赐给我们。
I mentioned that God has completely given himself without any reservation as a reward to man.
赏赐的人。
We who are receivers of this reward.
我们不是单单在那里享用神的恩赐。
We're not merely those who just enjoy his blessing.
我们必须要有一个赏赐，接受赏赐的人的那个义务。
We must also fulfill the duty as one who is the receiver of such grace.
那个义务是什么？
What is that duty?
你必须要像神。
We must be like God.
你必须要是神所要的那一种人。
We must be the individual, the type of people that God desires for us to be.
那就回到第一节里面所特别提的义人。
So then we go back to book one when it mentions that we need to be righteous. And that is the issue.
在起初的时候
In the beginning,
神和人是那样的紧密。
Man is so close, intimate with God.
他是谁？
He is God.
我们是被造的人。
We are man who is created.
我们虽然是被造的人。
Though we are created.
但是我们是带着一个资格或者一个地位。
But we have this qualification, this condition, or this position.
我们要发表神。
We are to manifest God.
我们要代替神。
We are...
对不起，不能用代替这个字。我们是替神给我们一个，我们是做一个执行神权柄的人。
We are representation. We are delegated authority that God to manifest that God given us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这个是在摩西的祷告一开始的时候就肯定上来的。
This is confirmed at the beginning of the prayer of Moses.
最重要的那个事情就是神是谁。
And the most important point in this is that who God is.
弟兄姊妹们。我们不能不承认。
Brothers and sisters, we must confess.
我们对神的这一个认识。
Our understanding of God.
许多时候还是有点含糊。
Many a times is still very, not clear.
有不少称为信主的人，他们一提到神的时候，就以为是神也不过是一个他们从前所敬拜过的偶像的那一类的东西，不过它是最大的，就是。
Perhaps even those who believe, are believers that we may have this, understanding that God is like one of the idols we previously worshipped, yet He is just the highest amongst them.
但是摩西的祷告在这里完全校正，这样的一个愚昧。
But the prayer of Moses here completely corrects such foolishness.
神是独一的真神。
That God is the only true one and true God.
一切是根据他而有。
And all subsist because of him.
所以上面就说到诸山未曾生出。
Before the mountains were brought forth.
以世界你未曾造成。
Before you have formed the earth and the world.
就肯定了一件事。
This is assured.
从永远到永远，你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是问题来了。
Here's the issue then.
神既然有这样的一个心思。
If God has such a desire,
他就愿意世世代代做人的居所。
And he desires to be the dwelling place of man all generations.
人也有这样的心思。
And man also have such a desire.
他们愿意长久住在神的殿。
And we long to abide in the house of God.
但是你看这些话的时候。
But when we read these words,
虽然就是短短的两三句话。
Even though they're short sentences,
就把刚才我提到的那个大事实包含在里头。
It seems to include the great fact which I just mentioned.
因为有了神是一个赐恩的神。
Because we have God who is one who is willing, pleased to bless.
同时又有了承受恩典从神那里接受各样的丰富和神所定规要赏赐的荣耀与权柄。
There are also objects, subjects who are willing there to receive the riches, the glory, and the authority which God is willing to give.
他们中间发生了难处了。
But there has now a difficulty between the giver and the receiver.
发生什么难处呢？
What is the difficulty?
你接下去看就知道了。
When we read on, we will see.
这一位神。
This God.
你是神。
You're God.
我们承认你是神。
And we acknowledge you are God.
但是你做了一件事我们不大了解。
But you have done this that we do not understand.
既然是这样。
If that is the case.
你为什么做这件事？
Why did you do this?
你使人归于尘土。
And you turn man to destruction.
你叫世人要归回他原来的出处。
And that you say return children of man.
矛盾不矛盾？
Is this a conflict?
这两个事情实在是没办法调和。
We cannot put these two thoughts together.
神是一切的神。
God is the God of all.
人是与神有区别的被造的人。
And man is different from God because we are created by God.
那神造人的时候，神的定义是不是这样？
Now, is that the intention when God created man?
不是。
No.
我们刚才特别提了。
We have already mentioned.
人的被造是要彰显神的自己。
Man was created to manifest God himself.
到现在的情形是人的被造成了神的对头。
But now, man's creation, we have become the adversary of God.
那结果神就让人接受一个结果。
So then man is to receive this result.
什么结果呢？
What is this result?
我们弟兄姊妹都会记得创世纪里头的历史。
Brothers and sisters, we recall the history in Genesis.
你吃的日子一定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
为什么有这样的严重的结果呢？
Why is there such a severe result of this?
因为你拒绝神做你的主。
Because we reject God to be our Lord.
你要依靠自己。来做大事。
We want to depend ourselves to do great things.
把神隔在一边。
And we put God aside.
那这一个和神的永远的安排发生了一个最严重的冲突。
Therefore, this decision has a great conflict with the original purpose of God.
那么如果我们熟悉创世纪里面的那段历史，你还清楚地知道。
If we're very familiar with the history in Genesis, we will know.
神让他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子以后，就接受那个死亡的结果。
When God allowed for man to choose to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
就说出了人是出于尘土，也归于尘土。
We will receive the punishment, of that, the result of that, this, punishment. We will made of dust and we will return to dust.
这个与神世世代代做我们的居所。怎么调和起来？
How then we can connect this with the thought of God desiring to be our dwelling place in all generations?
根本这个是没办法条件的，可以调和的，一个事实。
In our understanding, there is no means for this to be united.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他既然是称为神。
If he is called God, he is God.
他自然称为创造者。
And he is the creator.
他既然称为最高的这个智慧和能力。
If he is wisdom, the highest wisdom and power.
现在碰到这个难处。
Now there is this hardship.
那神能不能把他带回原来的那个安排呢？
Would then God be able to bring this situation back to his original purpose?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
人不能的。
Man is not possible.
神能。
God is possible.
那因此底下就说了。
So then it tells us.
说到人的实在的光景。
It tells us of the actual condition of man.
人有很光荣的日子。
There are glorious days for man.
但是人却没有一个有光荣的终结。
But there is no glorious end.
你留意。
And take note.
摩西在那里说。
Moses says.
第四节。在你看来千年如已过的昨日又如夜间的一更。
For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night.
你叫洪水你叫他们如水冲去，他们就入睡一觉，早晨生长如的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干。
Thou carest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourish and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth.
神是真的。
God is true.
人的经历也是真的。
Man's experiences are also true.
但是这两个经历摆在一起，你就看到那个好大好大的问题在哪里。
But when we place these two true facts together, we see the vast, vast difference.
我们不能不详细说说这一个部分。
We won't go into this portion in detail.
因为我们读创世纪的时候，我们对它应该稍微多有一点的明白。
Because when we read the book of Genesis, we'll have a good understanding of this passage.
现在在这里。
Here.
就产生一个好重的好困扰人的心思上的骚扰。
Now this will cause a very weighty trouble for us in our heart.
神做了那么许许多多的事。
God has done so much.
并且把最关键的人也摆在那里。
He also has placed man who plays a key part there.
但是最关键的人却成了神的难处。
But yet, man it's himself has become a difficulty, a hardship for God.
虽然人在历史上面也自己活出了好多人都以为荣耀的事情。
But in man's history, perhaps man's experience, in man's view, are very glorious and good things.
但是有一个结局，人没办法逃避。
Yet there is an end that no man can escape.
你吃的日子一定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
时间把你限制下来。
And time is your limit.
你没办法脱离这个时间的那个限制。
And we cannot escape the limitation of time.
时间到了。
When time comes.
你就一切都停止了。
All comes to an end.
而不是只是停止。
Not only cease.
还有前面要等候神的审判。
But even after that, we await the judgment of God.
哎呀，那怎么办？
What do we do then?
时间到了尽头，人就已经没有指望了。
When time comes is up, we are hopeless.
还要等待审判。
And yet, we await judgment.
那审判什么呢？
What is that judgment?
这里提到两件事。
Here it mentions two things.
就提到就是人在神面前与神的那个关系。
Now, first, it mentions man's relationship with God in his presence.
那个事是什么呢？
What is that fact?
那个事是十一节的最末了的那里。
At the end of verse 11.
但是就十一节整节吧。谁晓得你 怒气的权势，谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Verse 11, who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真要留意这两句话所表达出来的事情，也的确是很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we were truly to comprehend the thought that is expressed in this verse, it is very meaningful.
拿个实际的例子来说。
A very practical example.
人都跑到月球去了。
Man has gone even to the moon.
多大的一件事。
Now, what a great thing that is.
我们可以上神夸口。
Now we can boast before God.
我人也快要到火星去了。
Now I can't even go to Mars.
我们可以上神夸口。
And again, we can boast with God.
那当然还有许许多多的事情。
Of course,
人是的确是有可夸的地方。
There are so many other things it seems like man can boast about.
但是一个事实在那里。
But the fact is there.
所有可夸的事情跟着人的尽头，人的荣耀和丰富也就是等于没有。
Even of all the things we can boast at the end of man's end, all is for naught.
所以摩西在那个时候就特别指出那一个很严肃的事情，谁知道谁是该受敬畏的，谁知道知道神的权力的。
Do we not know the power of his anger that we should fear him?And that even according to his, thy fear, so is thy wrath.
不太有人知道。
Not many will know.
所以在摩西这一个祷告里头很重要的一句话就说上来了。
And so, a very important word in the prayer of Moses follows after this.
什么话？
What is these words?
弟兄姊妹留意十二节。
Pay attention to verse 12, brothers and sisters. 求你指
教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，只要你能抓住时间，你能从时间的里头计算到我还有多少年日，当然没有准确的日子转是掌握不到，但是你知道靠近的日子是差不了太多了。
Now, if you're able to grasp onto time and to know how to number your days, of course, we do not know the exact number of days, but if we have an estimate, then we are on the right track to number our days.
这一件事情是根据什么来的？
Now, what is this based on?
根据人要住在圣殿。
This is based on the fact, the desire that man wants to dwell in the temple. And God desires for man to dwell in his temple. But yet, these two desires cannot meet. Why can they not meet? And all this passage here tells us that is because man is walking in opposite direction with God.
那一直造成人在地上的年日，任何人都可以这样了解到的。
Therefore, the days of man before God in this world, we all can understand.
从一无所知，就到了很受宠爱的那一个光景。
We will.Be in a condition where we knew nothing until a point where we're dearly loved.
我说的是从出生到小孩这段时间。
Yeah. I'm saying in the growth of our life when we are born that we know nothing until a point where we're dearly loved.
然后长大了。
And we grow older.
认识事物也多了。
And we come to have more knowledge.
所做的事情也有条有理了。
And all that we do are very orderly.
甚至做到的更大的事情。
And we do even grander, greater things.
人都把你高举起来。
And man will highly exalt you.
这是在人中间很普遍的事。
This is very common amongst men.
这个一点都不稀奇啊。
This is not a wonder.
但是主的话在这里说。
But the word of the Lord here says,
你要数算自己的日子。
And count your days, number your days.
像我。
Like me.
你到了快90岁了。
You're almost 90.
你还能活到第二个90岁吗?
Can you live another 90 years?
你根本就不能不必想。
You don't even need to think about that.
你只能说。
You can only say.
你的日子哪一天要来到。
Which your day will come quickly.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以神的话说。我们不管我们经历的多少多少，我们都不过好像一声叹息，我们就如飞而去。
So the word of God tells us that no matter how your life is, we're like a tale that is told, like a sigh, and we fly away.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
那我是说我在祷告里头祷告了那么许多，他目的在哪里？
So in the prayer of Moses, he prayed much. What is his purpose?
好像我如果看到现在，你还看不到那个目的。
It seems like if we read up to this point, we do not see the purpose yet.
但是接下去，他就把那个目的点出来了。
But when we continue on, he points out that purpose to us.
神啊，你教导我们数算自己的日子。
Lord, teach us to number our days.
好叫我们能得着智慧的心。
So that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
那什么叫智慧的心?
What is this heart of wisdom?
那我们用着圣经的话来说，你得着，你认识耶和华，你就是得着智慧的心。
So to use the words of scripture, the knowledge of the Holy One is wisdom.
那么当你认识耶和华，
And when we know God,
你起码你抓到。
At the very least, we have
the
knowledge that all, He is the beginning of all. And He is also the end of all.
生命是他的永远的产业。
And life is His eternal inheritance.
你如果跟神中间连接的对。
If we're correct with God.
这一切也成了我们人的享用。
Then all that is of God becomes our enjoyment.
但是因着人的愚昧。
But because
of, 就造成了人和神中间的一个间隔。
But because of man's foolishness, now there is a barrier wall between God and man.
神愿意世世代代做人的居，神愿意世世代代做人的居所。
God desires to be our dwelling place in all generations.
但是人的条件不允许人能接受神的一切。
But man's condition is not qualified to receive all that God has willed in store for us.
有没有补救呢?
Is there a way to reconcile this? We thank the Lord. Yes.
补救是什么呢?
What is the way?
就是神说我世世代代做你们的居所。
Because God said that He is to be our dwelling place in all generations.
但是怎么来解决这个难处呢?
Now how do we solve this hardship?
难处是在人的身上。
The hardship is with man.
人的愚昧和无知是不太愿意回到神的面前的。
Man's foolishness and ignorance, we do not want to return back to God.
但是神能用着他的智慧权柄来把人的心思转回。
But God will use His wisdom and power to turn the heart of man.
什么时候人转回到神的面前?
And whenever man returns to God,
重新接受神世世代代做我们的居所。
Once again, man will receive the fact that God is to be our dwelling place in all generations.
但是人那个光景怎么样? 人如果还是留在那一个光景里。
But what,
神的恩典能送过来吗?
But what is the condition of man? If man still continues in that condition, how can God deliver His blessing to us?
不可能。
It is impossible.
但是摩西这个祷告很有意思。
But this prayer of Moses is very meaningful.
神啊，你等待这个事情也等待了很久。
Oh Lord, how long?
你还要等待多久?
How long, O Lord?
我们是等待你，你也等待我们。
We are waiting for you, but you are waiting for us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
摩西在祷告的里面。
In this prayer of Moses.
就带出了跟随主的人在属灵的经历上怎么会有各种各样的难处。
brings forth the fact on those who follow after the Lord in our spiritual experiences why hardship and difficulties come about.
应该是没有。
We ought not to have any.
因为他们是属神的人。
For we belong to God.
但神允许这些事情出现。
But God allows for them to come.
我就在这里明显说出了。
And God, Moses clearly says.
那就是一二三里头的那个内容的总结。
That is the summary of books 1, 2, and 3.
神要借着各种各样的难处来调转我们的脚步。
It is through various hardship and difficulty is to turn our footsteps.
啊，让我们重新成为神的荣耀。
So once again, we're able to become the glory of God.
可以从神那里再接受这一个资格，承担承受神各样的丰富。
So that once again, God will qualify us to be able to receive all His glory and riches.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那是因此他摩西在末了的时候就特别提到。
So at the end, Moses especially mentions.
神要让我们很明显的认识你。
Clear, God, let us clearly know you.
叫我们的子孙也是那样明显的认识你。
So that our children may clearly know you.
你也更多的让我们显现好，让我们的心思不停留在愚昧里。
And so let your beauty be upon us so that we will not remain in our foolishness.
好叫当你的荣耀显明在我们身上的时候。
So that when your beauty appears unto us.
我们就真实很真实的来经历到你世世代代做我们的居所。
So that we will clearly know and experience that you are our dwelling place in all generations.
所以末了摩西是这样来结束这个祷告。
So this is how Moses ends his prayer.
愿主我们的神的荣美归于我们身上，归显于愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish thou it.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
那就是神啊，向我们再显出你那无限的恩典。
That is God once again manifest your infinite grace unto us.
你坚固我们。
And establish us.
叫我们在你面前所做的回到你最喜悦的心思里。
So that you would establish the work of our hands that it will return back to your good pleasure.
是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是上面我们所读过了读过了这个话。
That means what we have read earlier.
14节，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然这个祷告是很短，
even though this is a short prayer,
但是包含里面的那个属灵的实际却很丰富。
The spiritual reality that is included here is very rich.
大卫他们是这样走过来。
This is how David went through.
以色列人是这样走过来。
And how Israel went through.
这一个原则到现在还领着教会这样继续往前走。
In the same principle, this leads the church forward.
但愿主恩待我们。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
给我们知道。
So that we may know.
我们是在神面前是承受各种各样的恩典。
So that all the grace that has been bestowed upon us.
乃是神最早就有一个心意，他要得着人。
That is even early on, God have this desire to gain man.
他得着人，他要做人的居所，来彰显他的秩序。
He is to gain man and to be the dwelling place of man to manifest himself.
当他自己能彰显的时候，
And when God is able to be manifested,
人也进入他的丰富，来分享他所有的一切。
man would be able to enter into his abundance to enjoy all of God. We thank the Lord.
第四卷一开头就那么严肃的给一二三卷做出了一个答案。
At the beginning of book 4, very solemnly, it is an answer to the questionings in 1, 2, and 3.
然后从第91章开始，91篇开始，一直到第四章末了，你就一直看到神怎么领着那些寻求神的人活在讨神喜悦的路上。
Starting from Psalm 91 to the end of book 4, we're able to see how God leads those who belong to Him, who desire to seek after Him and follow Him.
71, 今天赶不及，交通了。
We cannot get into Psalm 91 today.
再下一次。
We'll keep that for next time.
但是我们大概要多读几篇，因为他们都可以并起来，给我们看到跟随主的道路。
Next time we'll read several Psalms together because we can connect them and see what is the path we ought to follow the Lord.
如果可能
if possible,
我们就从第九十一篇看到九十六篇。
We'll read from Psalm 91 to 96.
好像好多哦。
It seems like a lot.
不过也不过是一页，不到两页的纸面。
But just the chapters are short, so it's just a couple of pages.
但用弟兄姊妹记得，我们这是读，这是这样读诗篇，乃是要按照神永远的旨意的执行这样的一个方向来留意的。所以，有些事情是别的弟兄们常常提的，有些弟兄是别的，有些地方是别的地方，不太提多提的。我们就是现在是注意别的弟兄没有那么多提的那一个方向来读经诗篇，来让主在我们身上得着做工的路。
In the book of Psalms, there are particular psalms that many brethren have shared, and some are not shared as much. But in this study of Psalms, we mentioned that we want to look at it in view of the eternal will of God being carried out. So there are some psalms we will not go into detail, but just focus on the will of God being carried out so that God will find a way to do His work upon us. Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你的话语向我们解开，你就叫我们见光。
When your word is open unto us, we see light.
但愿你话语的光是领着我们很清楚的往前走。
And may the light of your word lead us clearly forward.
走在合你心意的路上。
So that we may walk on the way that is according to your pleasure.
引导我们要得着的目的。
That we could be entered into the purpose that you desire to gain us.
但愿你的心意毫无保留地做成在我们身上。
So that your heart's desire can be accomplished upon us fully.
我们对你的寻找也毫无保留地让你感觉满足。
That our seeking after thee will also fully satisfy you.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把你从前做工的事情给我们去了解。
You led us to understand the work of your hand in the past.
你也把你前面要做成的事情摆在我们的面光的底下。
And you placed under the light of our countenance the work that you're to do.
叫我们知道怎样跟随你，一直到与你面对面。
So that we clearly know how to follow after you until we see you face to face.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
还要感谢你。
And we thank thee again.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.